David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshiping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Hi there, it is great to get your company. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is the Worship Radio 247 podcast, and we're back again. And I pray in Jesus' name that you are being mightily blessed by these broadcasts. The podcast is now available on Podbean and also Spotify and various other platforms. And we just love to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be live on Worship Radio 247 very, very soon. At the moment, we're playing pre-recorded programs, but we will be live very, very soon. We're hoping to be live by June. That is the that is what we're looking for. That is our target, if you will. On today's program, I'm going to bring you a word from the Lord, Being Like Christ in part 23. And today we look at 1 John, the second chapter, and from verse 29. And we're going to go into 1 John, the third chapter as well. That's all coming up. I'll bring you some worship from Michael W. Smith and Andy Bromley. And just to let you know, if you'd like to contact us, we really would love to hear from you. And the way to do that is to send an email to this address. It's studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. But right now, here's some amazing worship. This is Michael W. Smith and also Vanessa Campagna. This is called Waymaker. Don't forget, you can also email us, studio@worshipradio247.org, if you would like a dedication or a request for some music and even prayer.
I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. And they sing, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. Miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Yeah.
That is Michael W. Smith and Vanessa Campagna and Waymaker. Coming next, Being Like Christ in part 23, we're looking at 1 John, the second chapter and verse 29.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. I bring you part 23 today of Being Like Christ as we continue this study for us to be more like Him. And each day I believe we're climbing this mountain together, you and I. Today we're looking at 1 John, the second chapter, and verse 29, and we're going into the third chapter and verse 1. This is what the Word of God says through John, his child. He says this: Since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right are God's children. And then into chapter 3 and verse 1. See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children, because they don't know Him. Beloved, we know, you and I, that we are God's adopted children. It's a knowledge that we need to gain. It's a knowledge that we need to have deep inside us. You know, sometimes I'll walk to someone and say, "Do you realize, because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of your faith in your Heavenly Father, do you realize you are part of the royal priesthood?" And they sort of look aghast a bit. And I say, "Do you realize that you are a prince?" And if I'm speaking to a woman, I say, do you realize that you're actually a princess? "Well, how can that be? How can I be a prince? How can I be a princess?" It's easy. We know one thing. Let me just quickly take you to Ephesians, the first chapter, and verse 5. It says this: God decided in advance, watch, to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Christ Jesus. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure, says Paul to the church in Ephesus. God had decided way before the world started, way before anything had happened. We call this predestination. God had decided in advance to adopt us into His own family. Right, we know that, right? Are you with me so far? We know that to be perfectly, perfectly true. Then we know, therefore, that if we have been adopted into His family, and as the Word of God says in John, John is writing this letter, and he says, since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right are God's children. Doing what is right. Doing that which God has asked you to do. Doing that which God deems is your way of life. In other words, keeping your eyes firmly fixed on Jesus and trying so hard not to look left or right, but to look only at him as you go through the valley of death, as you go through the darkest valley in your life, as you walk through the wilderness. Sometimes when you're in a wilderness, you can't see where you're going. But God, through his Son Jesus, can light a torch for your way. And I believe all of us go through that dark valley. All of us go through wilderness experiences. And when we come out the other side, we come out so much stronger. Also, look at this and understand that if we have become adopted children, as Ephesians the first chapter and verse 5 says, if we are adopted into God's family because it was his pleasure to do that, who is God? I'll tell you. He is the King of Kings. Say that to me. He is what? Say it again. Who is God? He's the King of Kings. Well, if he's the King of Kings, that means any king or queen in this country, in this world, and there are many of them, he's their king. He's king over them. If we look at the Queen of England very briefly, we can see that she is given all of the honor that a queen should be given. Red carpets come out. Every time she comes anywhere, every time she opens something, someone will have a red carpet and she will be walking on that red carpet. She has so many honors bestowed on her. She has so many titles. She's an incredibly wealthy woman, and I'm just looking at the Queen of England here. Know this, that God, her father, that God, her heavenly Father, is king over her, because he is the King of Kings. Now, if you're an adopted child of the King, who do you become? Just someone ordinary? You become a prince. You become a princess in the royal household. And John is saying, since we know that Christ is righteous, we know that. We know that he was without sin. We also know that all who do what is right are God's children. So if you're keeping your life on the right track, if you're keeping your eyes focused on him, if every day that you live your life, you are trying to be more and more like him, then you know this, you are one of God's children. Mags was talking to me on the phone yesterday, and she was talking to me about a friend of hers who is on Facebook and is in America. And she showed me this photograph. She let me see this photograph of this woman. And this woman just was full of joy. She said she is full of joy all the time. It never stops. She is always full of joy. Why? I'll tell you why. Because she keeps her eyes well and truly fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, she is doing what the Bible says here, and she is doing what is right. So does she not sin? Of course she sins. But she keeps a short account. That's the point. She comes to him and says, Lord, forgive me for what I've done. Sometimes we have to do that on an hourly basis, because we do something wrong, we slip up, and therefore we need to come before the throne of grace and say, Lord God, I've made a mistake. I've slipped up. I shouldn't have done that. I have sinned yet again. I am so sorry. Forgive me, Lord. And we become, once again, a son or a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Chapter 3 in the first verse says, see how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children.
And that is what we are. Say that to me now. And that is what we are. Say it again. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. So therefore, if you were to say to someone who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I am a prince, I am a princess, they'll think you've gone mad. But spiritually, beloved, you are part of the royal priesthood. Spiritually, my beloved people, you are part of God's family. Why? And we see this right here. We see that God calls us his children. We see that that is what we are. And when we look at Ephesians again and the first chapter and verse 5, it says, this is what God wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. You see, you are giving God Almighty wonderful and great pleasure because you are keeping your eyes firmly fixed on him. You are keeping short account, and you are one of God's precious children. And you always will be. You always will be. But I believe there are some listening to this broadcast who are thinking, well, that may be very well for you, David, but you don't know what I've done. You've no clue how I have sinned against God. You have no idea. Why would he ever want me? Why would he ever want me for what I've done wrong in my life? Oh, I've committed adultery. I've been into gambling. I'm an alcoholic. I was dependent on drugs. I'm in a real mess here. I've done so much. He couldn't possibly want me. He couldn't possibly need me. And I can change your mind with just these words. For God so loved you that he gave his only son, that who would believe in him would never perish, but have everlasting life. Do you hear? All you need to do is turn to him and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, come into my life and make me brand new. Say that with me now. Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart and make me brand new. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart now and live there. Amen. And amen. Let me tell you this, if you have said those words, number one, you have been forgiven completely. Number two, you belong to him. He is your adopted daddy, which makes you a prince, which makes you a princess. Your sins are gone. They are lost. They are finished forever. They have been laid at the foot of the cross, and at the foot of the cross they will stay as you keep your eyes focused on him and you learn more and more about him. And as you get into his word and read his Bible, the word of God, And as you do that, you will begin to learn more and more about him, and it will change your life, just as now I believe your life has been changed. Hallelujah. I want you to do one last thing for me, and it's simply so that we can pray for you. It's really important that we pray for you and we pray for your protection. I want you to send me, fire off a quick email, studio@worshipradio247.org. You're listening on the internet. You've got access to your email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, "It was me." That's all you've got to do. It was me. And then we will pray for you. I won't broadcast your name if you don't want me to, but we will pray for you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Just before we begin to worship again, I just wanted to add something to what has just been said. I've not been feeling very well the last few days. And last night, I was on my own just watching YouTube. And I was watching some very intent Christian vlogs, actually a video log. And I watched quite a few. And I happened to be watching one where this particular person was talking about listening to false doctrine, listening to false preachers. And this guy mentioned something which stuck in my heart. And he said, "I hope you realize that the sinner's prayer doesn't exist in the Bible. It's not there. What needs to be preached, what needs to be talked about, is repentance. And that is turning away from sin. So if you want to turn your life over to Jesus, you've got to turn away from any sin that you've been committing. You've got to turn away from that which is blocking you from God, if you will. Forgiveness is so vital. Not only do you ask God to forgive you for the things that you've done, but you must be prepared to forgive those who have hurt you, who have sinned against you, who have done something to you. And that could well be your father or your mother. And you cannot live your life any longer being in unforgiveness. And the Word of God is very clear on that. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, Jesus brings us the Lord's Prayer. And not only that, he begins to talk about, if you will forgive, my Father in heaven will forgive you. In verse 14, he says, but if you do not forgive, my Father in heaven will not forgive you. And I was troubled as I was watching these videos on YouTube. And I spent some time in prayer when I went to bed and I said, Lord, have I been teaching false doctrine? And I felt I hadn't, but I wanted to know. It's important that not only do you give your heart to the Lord Jesus and you promise to follow him faithfully for the rest of your life, but you have to make that a life decision. It's not a matter of just saying those words and going back to exactly how you were before. What is important is that you make a life-changing decision, that you will follow Jesus
for the rest of your life, and you will learn more, and you will be discipled. That is vital. That is so important. I just wanted to bring that as an addendum to what you've just heard. And if you truly want to change the way you think, if you truly want to change your life and follow Jesus Christ, then you do need prayer. And we would love to pray for you. Send us an email to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org. And if I'm talking to you, take note. Take note of what I am saying. Because I will not bring false doctrine. When I preach on a word from the Bible, and I bring only that. Enough said on that matter. I want to continue to worship now with this wonderful, wonderful song. This is Andy Bromley and a live version of his wonderful song, Your Name. This is so good. Be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Your name, stronger than I know, it's deeper than a thousand words could say. Your name. For a hurting heart today, your name.
Thank you so much for joining us today. That is Andy Bromley. And the live version of Your Name. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you have been blessed today. And if you have, we would love to hear from you. Either comment on the podcast, on the platform you're listening to. Either that, or send us an email, studio@worshipradio247.org. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.